Hey, babe. Are you okay? I'm sorry. I had to ask. You've been on your phone this entire time throughout the movie. That's not like you. Yeah, but I'm worried. I know you've been a little bit off recently. And I know you don't like quote-unquote bothering me, but you're not a bother to me. You know I love you. I'm worried about you. So I'm gonna get straight to it. What's the matter? Baby, do you not want to tell me? I'll take that silence as a yes. It's okay if you don't want to tell me. You're not obligated to tell me anything. But you are obligated to come into my arms and receive as many cuddles as you want. You should honestly know better. I'll hold you no matter what's going on. You know, I really appreciated you taking out the trash today. I could tell that you were hurting. I just wanted you to come to me first to talk about it. But I understand what might be going on might be a little too deep for you to talk about with me. And that's okay. But I want you to know that I love you. And that every single part of you is me. And I'm you. We're two halves of a whole. When you're hurting, I'm hurting. So let me just hold you. We don't have to watch this stupid movie any longer. We can just sit here and talk. Or I can just sit here and tell you about how amazing you are. How you make me smile. How great you're doing. How proud of you I am. I can just give you head pats. On your soft little head. All the head pats in the world. For a sweet, sweet boy. I love you. You know that, right? Always. Every part of you. Whatever you think are flaws, I see them as beautiful parts of you. Your sadness, that just shows you have compassion and that you can feel and that you're okay feeling around me. Your anger, you can express things with me. You can tell me things and you won't keep it all locked up to yourself. Madness, anger, jealousy, it's all beautiful. Have you been having bad dreams again? Baby. You don't have to say another word. Just put your head in my chest. Everything is okay. Those dreams aren't real. They're just nightmares. I have nightmares too. It's not to say that nightmares can't affect you. I've had dreams that made me wake up on the wrong side of bed, mad at the world, wanting to die. I've had dreams that make me bitter. That make me want to wake up and text my mother something horrible. But they're just dreams, baby. So, outside of making you really, really upset, I'll help you from those horrid dreams. I'll help you forget. You don't need those in your mind. That pretty mind of yours. That pretty hand. I'll do anything to get rid of those dreams for you. I'll do anything to get rid of the bad thoughts in your head. And if there's more that's troubling you, let me be the one to ease all your thoughts. To be the rain pittering against the window. To be the one pumping your heart for you, breathing your breaths for you, exhaling and inhaling over and over and over, counting the seconds. Baby, I love you. And what I'm saying might just sound like a bunch of jibber-jabber to you. I might be spouting at the mouth randomly, but everything I say, it all comes down to me wanting you to feel safe. Wanting you to feel loved. Wanting you to feel needed. Wanting you to feel anything. Because every single part of me loves you and wants to be with you forever. Do you understand that? Do you understand how I feel towards you? Do you understand what these feelings are inside of me? Do you understand that you mean the world to me? And I would do anything for you. Next time there's anything going on, you better tell me. Or I'll be really, really upset with you. Do you understand? I'll be more upset with you than anything else in this world. So don't you ever, ever hide anything from me ever again. Even if for a little. Don't you dare. Don't you ever do that. Do you hear me? Because in my heart, you're the only one worth fighting for. The only one at all. And I love you. I love you more than anything, my dear. My darling. My love. So. Do you feel a little better? Good. Now, do you want to go out to eat? Or do you want to stay home and help me make you a nice salmon rice dinner? Yeah? I can do that for you. I can make you a nice little salmon rice dinner. No. I'd rather see you smiling and happy. I'd rather have you here, smiling with me. Because I love you. I love you so much. More than the world, no. You're such a good boy. Honestly. There's nothing else to say. I love you more than anything, my dear. Now let me go ahead and make you that food. Okay?